Lesson 148, Hosea. Introduction. The Lord commanded Hosea to marry, and Hosea selected a woman named Gomer. The Lord used this marriage as a symbol to teach the Israelites about His covenant relationship with them. The Israelites were unfaithful to the Lord because they sought after false gods. Hosea prophesied that in the last days, God would extend mercy to the Israelites who repent. Suggestions for teaching. Hosea chapters 1 through 3. The Lord compares His covenant relationship with Israel to marriage. Write the following phrase on the board. Point of no return. What do you think it means to arrive at a point of no return? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the First Presidency concerning the point of no return. Quote, airplane flights over huge oceans, crossing extensive deserts, and connecting continents need careful planning to ensure a safe arrival at the planned destination. Some of these nonstop flights can last up to 14 hours and cover almost 9,000 miles. There is an important decision point during such long flights commonly known as the point of safe return. Up to this point, the aircraft has enough fuel to turn around and return safely to the airport of departure. Having passed the point of safe return, the captain has lost this option and has to continue on. That is why this point is often referred to as the point of no return. Satan wants us to think that when we have sinned, we have gone past a point of no return, that it is too late to change our course. End quote. From Point of Safe Return, Ensign Orleahona, May 2007. What are some dangers of thinking that when we have sinned, we have gone past a point of no return? Invite students as they study the book of Hosea to look for principles that can help us turn to the Lord when we have sinned. To help students understand the context of Hosea's writings, display the diagram titled The Kingdoms of Israel and Judah at a Glance. See Lesson 102. And invite students to find Hosea on it. Point out that Hosea was a prophet in the northern kingdom of Israel, who prophesied before the Israelites were carried away captive by the Assyrians. At that time, the northern kingdom of Israel had formed alliances with other nations, and many Israelites were practicing idolatry, including rituals that violated God's law of chastity. Explain that the book of Hosea begins with the Lord giving Hosea an unusual command. Invite a student to read Hosea 1, 2 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord commanded Hosea to do. What did the Lord command Hosea to do? Marry a woman who had committed whoredoms, or sexual sins. What was the name of the woman Hosea married? Explain that the Lord used this marriage to teach the Israelites about His covenant relationship with them. Write the following statements on the board. Hosea represents Jesus Christ. Gomer represents the Israelites. Why is marriage a good symbol for the covenant relationship between Jesus Christ and the Israelites? According to verse 2, how was Gomer like the Israelites? Summarize Hosea 1:4 through 2:4 by explaining that Hosea and Gomer had three children. The names of the children represented the consequences that the Israelites would suffer because of their sins. Through Hosea, the Lord also explained the consequences that would come upon Gomer because of her actions. Invite a student to read Hosea 2:5 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Gomer did after her marriage to Hosea. What had Gomer done? What feelings might Hosea have had after learning about Gomer's actions? Remind students that the marriage between Hosea and Gomer symbolized the covenant relationship between Jesus Christ and the Israelites, who had turned away from the Lord. How can Hosea's experience with Gomer help us understand how the Lord might feel when we break our covenants by sinning? Explain that Hosea used symbolic language to describe the consequences Israel would suffer for breaking their covenant with God. Invite a student to read Hosea 2:6 through 8 aloud, and ask the class to look for what the Lord said He would do because of Israel's unfaithfulness. What did the Lord say he would do because his people had been unfaithful to him? Explain that the phrases, "hedge up thy way" and "make a wall," refer to Israel being separated from their false gods when they were carried away by the Assyrians. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Hosea 2, 9 through 13. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what other consequences would come to Israel as a result of their unfaithfulness. Ask students to report what they find. What can we learn from these verses about what will happen if we violate our covenants with the Lord? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following principle. If we violate our covenants with the Lord, we will suffer negative consequences. In what ways might the consequences that the Israelites would suffer be a blessing to them? In time, these consequences would help the Israelites return to the Lord. See Hosea 2:7. Write the following scripture references on the board. Hosea 2:14-15, verse 17, verses 19-20, and verse 23. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from the references on the board. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord would eventually do for Israel. What did the Lord say he would eventually do for Israel? You may need to explain that the word allure and the phrase "speak comfortably unto her" in verse 14 mean that the Lord was going to invite Israel to return to him. The word betroth in verse 19 refers to a binding commitment to be married. In this case, it is used as a symbol to show the Lord's desire to reestablish his covenant with Israel and thereby bind his people to him. What do these actions teach you about the Lord? Explain that in Hosea 3, we learn that because of her poor choices, Gomer had been placed in bondage. Ask a student to read Hosea 3:1-3 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord commanded Hosea to do for Gomer. What did the Lord command Hosea to do for Gomer? According to verse 3, what did Hosea require of Gomer? Help students understand that if Gomer would forsake her sins and remain faithful to her marriage covenant with Hosea, then Hosea would continue to love and care for Gomer as her husband, in spite of her previous sins. Hosea did for Gomer what the Lord does for all of his covenant people who turn to him through repentance. What principle can we learn from Hosea 2-3 about returning to the Lord after we have sinned? Students should identify a principle similar to the following. If we repent and remain faithful to the covenants we have made with the Lord, then he will receive us and forgive us. Note: teach students to liken the scriptures to themselves. Likening the scriptures to ourselves means comparing them to our own lives. Encourage students to ask, what situations in my life are like those in this passage of scripture? Or how am I like the people we are studying in the scriptures? As students see similarities between their own experiences and the events they study in the scriptures, they will be better able to identify doctrines and principles and apply them in their lives. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Henry B. Eyring of the First Presidency. Ask the class to listen for what he learned about the Lord as he taught a seminary class about the book of Hosea. Quote, "I had a new feeling about what it means to make a covenant with the Lord. All my life I had heard explanations of covenants as being like a contract, an agreement where one person agrees to do something and the other agrees to do something else in return. For more reasons than I can explain, during those days teaching Hosea, I felt something new, something more powerful. This was not a story about a business deal between partners. This was a love story. This was a story of a marriage covenant bound by love, by steadfast love. What I felt then, and it has increased over the years, was that the Lord, with whom I am blessed to have made covenants, loves me, and you, with a steadfastness about which I continually marvel, and which I want with all my heart to emulate." End quote. Why is the Lord willing to receive us again when we have broken our covenants with him? Refer to the phrase, "point of no return," on the board, and ask, How can the principles taught in Hosea help those who feel they have sinned so much that they cannot return to the Lord? Share your testimony of the Lord's willingness to bring all who have strayed back to Him. Write the following questions on the board. When have I experienced the Lord's mercy and His love for me? How have I felt the Lord inviting me to return to Him when I have sinned and been unfaithful to Him? Invite students to ponder their answers to these questions. Encourage them to act on any promptings they may receive to repent of their sins. Hosea chapters 4 through 14. Israel seeks after other gods, and Hosea invites them to return to the Lord. Summarize Hosea 4 through 11 by explaining that Hosea called upon Israel to return to the Lord and serve Him. Hosea 12 and 13 records that Hosea explained that the Lord uses prophets to guide His people. Hosea also taught that through the Savior, all people will overcome physical death. In Hosea 13 and 14, we read that Hosea taught the Israelites that their decision to be unfaithful to the Lord was the reason for their impending destruction. However, Hosea also extended a message of hope to them by teaching that in the last days the Lord would heal them of their backsliding or apostasy when the people of Israel returned to Him. Conclude by sharing your testimony of the truths taught in this lesson. Commentary and background information. Hosea 1, 4 through 11. Symbolic names of Hosea and Gomer's children. Quote, biblical names often were taken from the circumstances surrounding the child's birth. In Hosea's narrative, Gomer bore her husband three children, two sons and a daughter. The names given to the children symbolized the destruction that lies in Israel's future as a result of her idolatrous or adulterous ways. That is, children or judgments are the natural result of Israel's harlotry or unrighteousness. End quote. From Old Testament Student Manual, 1 Kings through Malachi, page 105.